Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Baby Sleep 911 Help, answering your child sleep questions today. I'm Anchor Proer. I'm the founder of BabySleepWhisperer.com, and I am a certified pediatric and adult sleep and nutrition consultant. I'm also the host of Parents.com Baby Sleep 911 web TV series. And you can find me here every single week on Tuesdays between 1 and 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time so that I can help you help your child become this amazing sleeper. I'll answer your child's feed and sleep questions so that your family can get the rest that you all deserve. I mean, how tired are you of being tired, right? Enough is enough. So don't hesitate to post your questions on our Facebook group. It's called Baby Sleep Whisperer Family. Click to join, and I'll have my assistant add you in. And right now, you can either post your questions there, or you can call in and talk to me live. My number is 646-595-2075. That number again is 646-595-2075. Make sure to look us up on Facebook, the Baby Sleep Whisperer Family group, and on Twitter at Ingrid Thriller. Okay, we have our caller. So let me take our first caller. And it's from the 610 area code. Hello.
Hi. My name is Julie.
Hi,
good, thanks. I posted my question on Facebook, but
you
I can
did.
Repeat it here.
Please. Okay, there we go, Julie. I'm seeing it. Okay, give me one second. Thank you. So your three-year-old son has been waking up at least once in the middle of the night, every night for the past 8 months. That must be exhausting. And all he needs to fall back to sleep quickly is a song. It doesn't seem like he has night terrors since he's pretty lucid when he wakes up. He usually takes about an hour and a half nap. He goes to bed around 7 and wakes at 6. How can we get him to sleep through the night like he had been doing since he was 8 months old? Okay, so talk to me a little bit about what has anything happened? Like, did anything trigger that event? About 8 months ago, all of a sudden, starting to wake up.
Well, not that I can think of, because he, you know, we had another baby when he was like 20 months old, but this happened many, many, many months later than that.
Mm-hmm. And
so that's the only thing that I could think of. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how long does he stay up for during that night waking? It's only one night waking?
Usually it's one. Some days it's more. And he'll go, he'll be awake for the length of the song. He'll fall right back asleep when we're done with the song. Like a twinkle, twinkle.
Okay. And is it something where, it's going to sound kind of funny, but possible to start cutting the song shorter and shorter and shorter?
Yeah, I could try
that.
Don't
make it as long? Yeah, mm-hmm. Start cutting back the length of the song, right? Because he doesn't really, does he know the entire song? Does he know what the length is?
Yeah, I mean, it's just Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, which he knows.
Yes. Yeah. So I would say try not to make it as long as it had been.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it down a little at a time, a little bit each night at
mm-hmm.
first. And then it's going to get to the point where you're kind of just, he's having you come in.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, right, during bedtime routine, I'd like you to explain to him that, and you can say, you know, that mommy's very tired and she won't be able to sing in the middle of the night because you need to get your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to need to follow through at that point of not singing the song, but most likely having to sit in his room. I would go ahead and put like a chair next to either his bed. And I'm not sure, is he in a bed or in a crib?
Yeah, he's in a bed now.
Okay. Kind of be a little bit of a process, unfortunately, because given his age and I mean, it depends how he takes to it. Maybe he'll stop waking up when the song is not that long anymore. But
mm-hmm.
if he doesn't, you're going to have to place a chair next to his bed and move yourself out every few days.
Uh-huh.
Every few days, you're going to move the chair a little bit further and further away until you're outside of his room. And the reason why I say that is because he's at an age where he can just get up.
Right.
He has the ability to do that and get out of his bed. We don't want him to do that because he hasn't been doing that. So it's great that you've been able to kind of control his sleep environment where you haven't made it available for him to sleep anywhere else. That works
mm-hmm.
in your favor. So we definitely want him to wait for you to a certain extent, but then you're going to have to start, you're going to need an exit strategy. So one is to start with phasing out the song, the needing the talking or needing to hear the song. And the next is actually needing not to have you next to his side in order to go back to sleep. Right?
Okay.
Does you have to do exactly the same thing for a nap? Or for a nap,
no.
You just take this?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
good.
Just the bedtime routine, and then he just goes to bed to sleep.
Okay. So I'm going to say you don't need to use the chair method at other points. Use it for that middle of the night waking. Don't be surprised in general if the song starts, again, you start to see that it's triggering all these other wakings. Limit when you sing the song. Don't sing it every single time you go in there. So choose, you know, one time a night when you are going to sing it. You're not going to make it long. And also for all the other ones, you're just going to sit in the chair. Don't say a word to him. But explain to him during sleep routine what is going to take, like that you cannot sing all night long anymore because, and you can tell him you're tired, your vocal cords are hurting from singing, and you don't want to, you don't want to lie to him. At the same time, you're not because you are tired.
Right. Okay.
And it gets,
I could definitely try that. Yeah, that should work for him,
You know, singing, if he's waking up more than once, now you're singing all night long. Right?
Okay.
So I would say phase it out that way and see if that is going to help the situation based on what's happening, okay?
Okay. That's a great idea. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling in. And please, like, if you have an opportunity, definitely give a call back and let us know how everything's going.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks so much, Julie, for posting your question today, and I hope that was helpful, and I look forward to hearing how everything's going, right? So a lot of the common questions, let's see, I have one question that was posted not too long ago, and it was by Michelle White, and she says, she writes, my 7.5-month-old has been waking up at 6 a.m. or earlier with a bowel movement. How can I help prevent this so he can sleep in longer? This is definitely something I see quite often, and depending on how long he's been having this bowel movement at exactly around the same time every single morning, is that you can actually end up manipulating that bowel movement time frame, believe it or not. One of the things I have recommended to clients is to, and it, I mean, it's a good idea for the entire family, actually, to be on probiotics at this point. And I'm going to apologize. You're going to hear my little guys in the background because we get warnings that it's going to snow, and of course they end up closing the schools around here. So I have to be mom, but I didn't want to cancel. Okay, can you do me a favor? Can you please ask Leo for your headphones, okay? And so it's a toss between trying to juggle doing what I do and trying to help other families and have my kids at home because they're off from school because it might possibly snow. So thank you so much for understanding for the little bit that's happening right now. Okay, so going back to what I was saying in regards to Michelle's question, I highly recommend that you consider using a probiotic. And you want to take you, yourself, and your children, ideally we'll take the probiotics towards the evening when our stomach is the least acidic. We're putting live cultures into our belly. And the most acidic time for our stomach is in the morning. Remember, you go to the bathroom and you pee and it's bright yellow. So we want to make sure that in order for the probiotics to work correctly, we're using them towards the evening. We can then, with the help of probiotics, we'll start getting us regular, right? The same will happen with children. And then what you want to do is make sure that you're jotting down his food intake and what times it's happening all day long. You might need to move up dinner or maybe push dinner down a little later. It really depends on the child. And that should help move the bowel movement time frame so that it doesn't create a waking. Know that the large intestine cleanses itself between you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the morning. So it's not so far-fetched that he might have a bowel movement, but we can see if we can push it so that it's closer towards the 7 o'clock in the morning and it doesn't wake the baby up so early like six, okay? Thank you so much for posting your question. I hope that was helpful, and definitely feel free to check in again and let us know how that worked. I see another question being posted. And let me just check. Okay. And this comes from Benita. Hi, Benita. Thank you so much for posting your question. She writes, my 10-month-old used to sleep until 7 every morning, but since last week, he's been waking up at 6. His schedule is usually wake up at 7, nap at 10 for an hour, and another nap at 2:30 for another hour. He usually goes down for the night by 7. Does his schedule need tweaking? Well, it could be that it might need some tweaking, but interestingly enough, we need to look at what's actually happening. Has he started hitting a developmental milestone? That can temporarily throw his sleep off a bit while he's trying to hit a developmental milestone. And so I'm hesitant to say definitely changes his schedule right now, because I think it could just be a hiccup of what he just might be going through something. And nothing bad, of course, like I said, he could be trying to practice standing up and or cruising around the crib, so he's too busy needing to practice that he's starting to wake a little earlier. Another is kind of similar to one of the questions that Michelle posted. Is he having a bowel movement that early in the morning, and that is causing the issue, or are his diapers too wet? Try to see what things might be happening that could be triggering it, and go from there. If it's something like his schedule needs some tweaking, I would say give it until next week. Call me next Tuesday or post another question next Tuesday and let me know whether or not, you know, he kind of just went through his phase and now he's back on track, or if it's still happening. But I would not change the schedule right now. If you start fluctuating so much in the schedule, what can happen is that you're going to get out of the cycle that you're in. You may need to stretch him one morning or for one nap, the second nap possibly. If he can't make it to 10 o'clock in the morning after waking up 6, you know, one particular day, then you might need to stretch him for the second nap to see if you can get him back on track. There's a few ways to go about this. I'm sorry there's no concrete way. If I knew everything about him, then it would be easier. But because, you know, as we know, kids are not robots, so we have to try to find what works for each individual child. These are the things I definitely want you to try. You know, first is definitely look, is he hitting a developmental milestone? So that means it's a phase. Wait it out. Definitely get in touch with me next Tuesday via Facebook or, you know, via the radio show. Two, try stretching him for second nap to your regular schedule or as close to it as possible. So maybe you can't put him down at 2:30. You'll put him down at 2. See if by doing that you can get him back on track on the schedule. The third thing, see if it's, you know, waking up so early because his diaper's full. Maybe it's time for nighttime diapers if you haven't used them already. Or maybe he's having a bowel movement, then you might want to kind of take the advice that I gave Michelle, which is consider using probiotics, and see if that is something that that will help him in his situation, okay? Thank you so much for posting your questions. I hope that was helpful. And please definitely keep me posted as to what is taking place, okay? Thank you so much. And let me just make sure that we don't have any additional callers. I know we have a few more questions. One second, please. I know I have a few questions in here. Okay, so I have another question here from Lynn. My baby boy is 5 months old and is waking every 2 to 3 hours all night long. He is hungry, eating well each time he wakes. Could this be a growth spurt, or do you have something... or do you have something I can try to get him sleep longer? He also seems to want to sleep 9 hours a night. I know most babies are supposed to get 12, but he won't sleep it more. Background, so 5 months old, I mean, there's a few things that are happening. One is we got to find out, is he having solids during the day or not? And not that I'm promoting that, you definitely should. I'm just asking because what I've been seeing a lot recently is that quite a few more kids are having tons of solids during the day at this age and not enough milk. A child's main source of nutrition up until they're 1 year old should be their milk. Of course, if you want to continue giving them formula later on or breastfeeding, totally fine. But I'm just saying, really, it's kind of up to 1 year old should their main source of nutrition be the milk. And then snacks should be kind of just, I mean, and solids should just be a snack. A child is possibly eating too many solids during the day. They wake up all night to have milk. That's one. The other is sleep schedule, right? If their sleep schedule is off, then they could be waking up at night. Also, if the way sleep routine is going is one where we are putting them to sleep and we're not teaching our child to put themselves to sleep, that's going to create a sleep association of some sort, and that child will continue waking up all night long. So it's one of those things where there could be many reasons as to why the baby's waking up, right? And try to gauge, like, what, I'm not sure if you're nursing or if you're bottle feeding, but jot down how many ounces or for how long you're nursing for at each of those different sessions. Are they the same length as the daytime feeding? And if they are not, then you start weaning them off of each feeding. Just focus on one feeding at a time. If it's nursing 1 minute less each night, and have like your baseline be like whatever he nursed or bottle fed last night. If it's bottle feeding, then it's half an ounce less each night. Focus on weaning off one feeding, then focus on the next feeding, and so on and so forth, because ideally what we want is as we're weaning him off of night feedings, he's starting to take more during the daytime feedings, and that's the way it should work. Weaning works perfectly if it's done correctly. So if you're taking my suggestions and doing it and it's not working, it may not, it's most likely because it's not being followed exactly as I would recommend it. So thank you so much for posting your question, and I will provide the link so that you can listen to this radio show so you can find the answer out. Okay, I have more questions coming in. My 7-week-old, Crystal, thank you so much for posting your question. My 7-week-old seems to be waking each hour between 1 and 4 a.m., but is not wanting to eat, nor does he need a diaper change or have gas. I can get him back to sleep quickly, but then he only sleeps for about 40 minutes before he wakes again. Any advice? Well, you have a 7-week-old, so it depends what's taking place during the day. Does your 7-week-old have confusion between daytime and nighttime sleep? So, or between day and night? And it's tricky because clearly I'm not sure what's happening, but if I can help in any way, I would say is you want to recreate the womb setting as much as possible. Create an environment that's conducive to sleep. Are you using a white noise machine? Are naps being taken, his sleep environment, during the day and at night? Is there a lot of movement sleep? Is sleep taking place in, like, all over? How is his feeding schedule? All of these things will help answer what is taking place anywhere between 1 and 4. Baby's clearly not hungry based on what you described. Baby doesn't need a diaper change, doesn't have gas. And it'd be interesting to find out what you can do to get him back to sleep quickly, right? Because what does it take? Does it take nothing to get him back to sleep? Then he might just be going through a sleep transition. And and if that's the case, we may be responding too soon. And when that happens, then we're creating the waking. Are we turning on lights? Are we talking to him? I mean, are we engaging him? And that's why it takes so long for him to get back to sleep. Right? So there's a few things that could be going on. Are you nursing him? And if you are, maybe something that you're eating that is, you know, waking him up in the middle of the night. There's so many factors, but definitely create an environment that's conducive to sleep. Look at location of sleep throughout the day. Are you engaging him too much between 1 and 4? Are you responding too quickly? And maybe he's just going through a sleep transition and we end up waking him up longer than, you know, than we would like. And look at what it takes for him to get back to sleep. Is it rocking? Then is it feeding to sleep? And maybe he's legitimately hungry and that's why he's getting up, but he wouldn't be hungry every 40 minutes. Something's taking place clearly. So it's interesting to see what it would be. My gut feeling is that it's something that either you're eating or something that he's eating that's keeping him up. Maybe he's grunting and not necessarily passing gas. And grunting would be a good indication that something is upsetting his stomach and that's what's keeping him up, okay? So thank you so much for posting your question. I'm going to move on to the next question that's posted here. Let me take a quick drink of water. Whew. So the next question is from Paola. Hi, my son is 19 months old today. He's never slept through the night, and we never let him cry more than 15 minutes. He goes to daycare and takes one nap usually from 1 to 2:45. He eats pretty good and just switch from bottle to sippy bottle. He's good at going to bed at night, but the problem is that he wakes up every 3 hours in the middle of the night. He cries and calls mama. He's starting to talk, so he uses all the tricks he knows to get our attention. I started following your advice and started training him last week. After listening to some of the videos posted online, I've used the hug it out method last week. It worked out pretty good to keep him in the crib, but before we use to take him out of the crib, take him out to calm him down. So I think that's one battle we might have won. But he still wakes up numerous times. It started to log, and some nights he's had awakenings every hour. Okay, so first, thank you so much for listening to, you know, the various advice that is out there that I provide for free. The hug it out method is not something that's going to start working overnight. Know that it takes at least 3 to 4 weeks of 100% consistency. Yes, he's going to wake up more often, but as you continue implementing with consistency, you become more predictable that lessens his anxiety of what's going to happen at night, and he will eventually solve the wakings. Make sure that there's not a lot of engagement when you implement the hug it out. Go hug him. Don't say a word, and just hug him and wait for him to lay himself down. If you do it for him, excuse me, and if you do it for him, he's not going to learn to lay himself down. And it's developmental milestone. He has hit. So what we're in essence doing is preventing him from being empowered and knowing that he can do something on his own. So just know that is one of the things that I recommend. In implementing the hug it out, it's 3 to 4 weeks at a minimum. And then we have to have an exit strategy for you, which might incorporate a phase 2, just depending on what the child is doing. So please help on how to handle the middle of the night waking. You need to go to him. If you have to start also weaning him. There's also a whole thing in here, because I couldn't read the entire thing on the radio, but there's a whole thing in here about him also taking milk. He's 19 months of age. Is he not eating enough during the day, eating enough solids during the day, and also having enough liquids during the day? If that's the case, then, okay, he probably still needs a night feeding. If he's a horrible eater during the day, this is one of the main reasons why he is waking up, right? If he's a good eater during the day, then the night waking is more of a habit, unless he's just not drinking enough. Then you're going to have to increase his liquid intake during the day. If he is waking up at night to eat, you have to jot down how much he's eating, and then you have to start weaning him off the feed. So by half an ounce less each night, okay? And in doing that, you've got to limit how many bottles he gets at night, because what's going to happen is that he's going to start drinking and eating a lot more at night and barely eating during the day, and then you're going to stay in this vicious cycle. So limit it to no more than 2 night feedings. If you're giving him more than that, then just limit it to 2. If he's only doing 1, then you feed him 1, and you start actively weaning him off by 1/2 ounce. So if he typically takes 6 ounces, then give him only 5.5 tonight, then 5 tomorrow. If at any point he takes less than the amount that you offered, for example, you gave him 4 ounces, he only takes 3, then the following night you only offer 3 ounces, right? And then up until the point that you get down to 2 ounces, once you're down to 2 ounces, you use the hug it out to get you through that waking. I hope this clarifies your question, because you are so there, you just have to keep on track. The moment you regress, all this training goes out the window, and you've just added more than double the time to help him learn how to become this great sleeper, okay? Thank you so much for posting your question. And I believe I have a couple more. Oh, where'd it go? So thank you so much to everyone who posted a question today and who called in. I really appreciate having the opportunity to help as many families as I can. And please remember that I'm here every single week. So, you know, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Baby Sleep 911 Health. If you did, please join the conversation on my blog, as well as make sure to download my free report of 7 tips to help my baby sleep like an angel on my website, which is babysleepwithbird.com. When I'm off the air, feel free to post your feed and sleep questions on the Baby Sleep With Bird Facebook page, and we will make sure to answer it on our next show. So I'm wishing all of you more sleep soon, and can't wait to see all these questions that we have to answer. Okay? Thank you so much, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your week, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.